Teresa Hines Carey speaks to the Democratic National Convention tonight. Her husband is running for president, and whether she likes it or not, she is running for first lady. She was born in Mozambique and educated in Europe. She speaks five languages. John Kerry is her second husband. Her first was Senator John Hines, who died in a plane crash, leaving her with three children to raise and a $1 billion philanthropy to run. In a Boston hotel on Sunday, NPR special correspondent Susan Stamberg spoke with the candidate's wife.
Teresa Hines Carey is very thoughtful, also smart and rich. As head of the Hines Family Philanthropies, she guides millions towards improving the environment, early childhood education, health, and the aged. On the hustings for her husband, Hines Carey met one senior citizen who really gave her a lift.
I saw a 91-year-old woman, wonderful woman. She was waiting for us at the bottom of a plane, and I couldn't believe this lady. I'd never met her before. And she says, "You go, girl." And of course, she could call me a girl at 65. I am a little whippersnapper. But you go, girl. And I like that.
In a pale aqua pantsuit and sexy pointed heels, Teresa Hines Carey says despite the bad food, the bustle, and all the scrutiny, she's having fun campaigning.
It's been a great ride and a great education and very enabling and seductive in some ways. You have to be very aware of that.
What's the seductive part? Constant applause, only seeing people who are in your camp?
The kind of a sense of a false reason for why they're there, and so your ego gets bigger than it should be.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to be very careful that, yes, it's wonderful, but you owe them one. And what you owe them is your honesty and your vulnerability and your thoughts.
How do you keep reminding yourself of that?
Just to be myself. Otherwise, you're nothing.
I'm listening to you and thinking about how your life has gone from those beginnings in Africa, that vast European experience and background, and then coming to this country. And something that I've heard people say about you, she's not one of us.
I never heard that, but probably so.
What does that mean to you?
I guess it could be defensive. It could be curious. It could be maybe jealous. It depends on the person.
You're not the typical political wife, especially at this national level.
Well, I'm old enough to feel it's all right. I would have hated to do this at 40 years old. It would have been very hard. But in Portuguese, they have a very interesting saying, which is that you need a lot of bagagem, I mean, stuff that you put in the trunk. Mm-hmm. You need bagaging to help your long life. So when you have enough bagaging, you can face certain things.
Mrs. Hines Carey, stand up with me. Let's look out the window. I'm hearing a lot of noise. Let's see what that is.
USA something.
Oh,
bring
yeah.
The troops home.
Demonstration of some sort. Carrying banners and...
Get U.S. troops get out of Korea.
Of Korea.
I think it's probably everything to do with war.
Yeah. So this is an interesting background against which we should be talking, because it's the foreground of so many people's mm-hmm. feelings now, this idea of this war.
I wanted to ask you a question quickly just about the last question you had asked, which is, the people who say this, are these women or are they anybody?
In particular, it was a man.
Mm-hmm.
And he said it, not at all in an accusatory way, mm-hmm. but thinking, this may be how she registers with America. She's not home only baking pumpkin spice cookies.
Pumpkin spice cookies.
That's your recipe,
It's not
the way,
mine, by the way. No, somebody in our office gave that recipe out.
We are talking about a Family Circle magazine bake-off face-off. Laura Bush's oatmeal chocolate chunk cookies versus Teresa Hines Carey's purported pumpkin spice. And the discussion of these cookies as anti-war demonstrators march 10 floors below on the Boston streets seems surreal.
And I think somebody really made it on purpose to give a nasty recipe. I never made pumpkin cookies. I don't like pumpkin spice cookies.
What do you think about this debate?
Isn't that something?
No, excuse me. It's ridiculous.
Of course it's ridiculous, but that's the level they want it at.
As long as I'm reflecting to you what folks on the outside say, here's another thing that I hear. They will vote for John Kerry but they'll vote for him because he's not George Bush, not because he sets a particular fire in their hearts or because he inspires them. You just smiled.
That's all right. You know, we take all the votes we can. Those and others we hope will earn their respect.
But what about that public need to be inspired, to be uplifted, and a sense that John Kerry simply doesn't do that?
You know, I think people look at too much movie romance and too much stuff that's not real. But reality comes in many different cloaks. The proof is he had very substantial, strong opponents in the primary, and he won. People one-on-one obviously think he's good enough. But if romance is what they want, an inspiration, give us a chance.
People say one-on-one, there's all of that fire mm-hmm. and inspiration. Something happens mm-hmm. when he gets in front of a huge crowd.
I wonder if it's from training as a prosecutor and training as a debater. That when you do that, you have to discipline yourself to have exactly the right points you must make. And I often tell him, I said, you're not on the legal court now, just be you, because you're great inside.
But so much in this country, in an election, depends on...
Script. Be scripted, be careful, say the right thing.
The careless word, the thing that can tip the balance, all of that, so much hangs on it.
You know something? I think the American people are smarter than that, because the most valuable gift a politician has to give, other than being thoughtful, of course, is his vulnerability. When you fall, if you make a mistake, they know it was a mistake. You can get over it. If you don't, you are losing so much more important connection that it's a worse loss than making the mistake.
Thank you very much.
Welcome.
Teresa Heinz Carey, wife of the Democratic presidential candidate. I'm Susan Stamberg, NPR News.